We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne Tha God.
Wake that ass up. The Breakfast Club is on.
Right.
I have to live live. I'm talking to the Breakfast Club this morning.
Okay.
I love coming here. I'm never not going to come here. You guys are good to me. In return, I'm always going to be good to y'all.
For a lot of people in the hip-hop generation, the Breakfast Club is where people get their information on the topics, on the artists, and everything like that. In that aspect, radio is still important.
The Breakfast Club.
Come on, respect it.
USA.
Yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is?
Pump day.
That's right. It's Wednesday, hump day.
Big Wednesday. Big Wednesday.
And drop a bomb for Newark's Mayor Ross Baraka. And also Dupre Kelly,
do it all.
They both won last night.
Yes.
Keep in mind we're a nationally syndicated morning show, so we have to put people up to speed. What the hell are we talking about?
I did it. I said the mayor of Newark.
Newark's mayor.
Well, there was an election yesterday.
Yeah. Okay. They were on the show yesterday, and yes. They won yesterday for the re-election for mayor of Newark.
I thought it was a runoff for Dupre Kelly, for West Ward. I thought they said it was going to be a runoff.
I didn't hear him say that.
Not for the
runoff. Okay. Well, congratulations. Last I read this, it was going to be a runoff.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Not that I know. He was there last night celebrating.
All right.
He had a party there. Ross Baraka, the mayor of Newark, had a party last night. I was DJing. Ja Rule performed, so it was pretty dope. Shout out to everybody that came out. The whole city of Newark felt like they were there. It was at the Prudential Center, which is in Newark. So.
That's funny, because Ja Rule was just here, too.
Yeah, he was just here as well. So congratulations to them, and drop a bomb for him one time.
Salute to everybody all across the country experiencing spring and spring, though. I still don't feel this spring y'all keep talking about. Y'all told me it was 70 degrees yesterday.
It was.
Okay, so why you got on a hoodie now? Why Red got on a jacket and a hoodie? Why I got a hoodie on now?
Well, it's 70 degrees at about in the afternoon, 3, 4 o'clock.
I ain't feel it. I must have been in the house when that happened.
Yeah, today's going to be 74 degrees over here.
I definitely ain't see that. I checked the forecast. It said 50 all day long.
What weather are you looking at?
Well, you're not looking at the correct
weather. Must not be, then. Yeah. I really must not be.
Yeah.
I saw 50-something plus 50 degrees all day long. It'd be high as 70 tomorrow.
No, it's going to be 73 today. High as 73.
Well, tell me what time that is so I can go outside and feel it. What time is that going to be?
And that is going to be at...
You want him to give you the play-by-play?
It says 3, 4 o'clock.
Okay. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry to the rest of the country.
I want
to
know what weather you're looking at.
I'm sorry for being so selfish to the rest of the country. We started off talking about elections here in Jersey. Now we're talking about our weather. I apologize. We just, you know.
Well, Will.i.am will be joining us this morning.
Yes.
Shout out to Will.i.am. He has a lot going on. He's one of the very few designers that actually built and designed his own car. He did that for Mercedes. So we're going to talk to him about that. I know Virgil has his own Maybach that's coming out this year as well that he designed before he passed. So we're going to talk to him about that and what's going on with the Black Eyed Peas. And then we got front page news. What are we talking about, Yeezy?
Well, Tom Brady, let's talk about the deal that he just got with Fox Sports.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, last night in NBA, the Heat beat the 76ers 120-85, and the Suns beat the Mavericks 180. Now, Miami leads that series 3-2, and the Suns lead that to the series 3-2 as well. What else we got, Yeezy?
All right, well, Tom Brady is going to become Fox Sports' lead NFL analyst when he retires.
Big check.
And that's in a reported 10-year, $375 million deal. Tom Brady tweeted, excited, but a lot of unfinished business on the field with the Buccaneers.
Not really, Tom. I mean, it's only unfinished business because you coming back. You handled your business with the Buccaneers. You bought them a Super Bowl. Y'all made it to, the second game of the playoffs last year. Your business is pretty finished.
They said it's entirely up to him for when he chooses to retire and move into what will be an exciting and stellar television career. That is up to him to make that choice when he sees fit.
He must really love football because after 7 Super Bowls and being in the league for 20-plus years, and now you got 10 years, $375 million waiting on you just to be an announcer?
They said it's the biggest contract for an analyst in sports TV history.
And please don't think that analysts don't matter because you're a liar. Because we used to love when Pat Summerall and John Madden used to announce games. We love Tony Romo, and we like Troy Aikman and Joe Buck. So knock it off.
Yeah, congratulations to him. What a check.
All right. Well, the Senate yesterday confirmed Lisa Cook to be the first black woman to serve on the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors. The vote was 51-50. Vice President Kamala Harris is the person who broke the tie. And that confirmation comes as inflation rates continue to soar. So she said, as President Biden said today, addressing inflation remains a top priority of the Biden-Harris administration. As we work to lower costs for hardworking families, it's important to have a fully staffed Federal Reserve who can take on these challenges for the American people. Now, some Senate Republicans, of course, argued that Cook is not qualified for the position, especially when it comes to interest rate policy. They said she has no proven expertise in monetary economics at all, much less fighting inflation, but Democrats did defend the nomination. They said, we got more letters, I believe, in support of Lisa Cook than any nominee for the Fed. So congratulations to her.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that is your front page news.
All right, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open. Again, 800-585-1051. Phone lines are wide open. If you need to get some things off your chest or you want to spread some positivity, whatever it may be, phone lines are wide open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million black businesses initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
First he changed music, then he changed the world. The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and legacy of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. In this powerful and uplifting film, discover Bob Marley's story of overcoming adversity and the journey behind his revolutionary music that changed the world. If you missed it in theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
The Breakfast Club.
Let's go.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're man
or black.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, lay it out.
Hello, who's this?
Uh-oh, he's back. Good morning, peace and blessings, loved ones. How y'all doing today?
What's up, bro? Oh, this is, oh, man, what's going on? Get it off your chest.
Hey, Envy.
I almost said porta potty guy, but I stopped myself.
Yeah, stop yourself.
I stopped myself.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, Sean Stone. Stone.
Peace, King. What's the word?
Hey, I'm at work today. I just want to shout out my son real quick. Daddy, love you, Chase. You know what I mean? I'm going to always love you till the end. I want to talk about this Young Thug situation, man.
Okay.
How you a multi-millionaire? You getting caught up in street things, man. I think they didn't learn from 50 Cent when 50 Cent said he's not gang, right?
Well, he also wasn't always a multi-millionaire. I mean, they've been watching these guys for a long time.
Yeah, but Charlamagne, if you come from the street and you make it out, bro, stay out of the street. You know what I mean? Take care of your family. and handle your business, man. There's people out here that would kill for that opportunity.
Yeah, I will, I will say this, though. We don't know what happened, A and B. What people don't realize is if I'm in the streets and I got drama in the streets and everything's going on, when I become a rapper, all the stuff in the streets just doesn't stop. My enemies just don't stop coming at me. The bull stuff from the streets just don't stop. You know that, though.
Envy, I got everything that you're saying, but you stay out of street life, man. It's not worth it, man. You get money, you get an opportunity to change your life and be better, man.
There's no debate there. I agree with you on that.
Well, have a good one. All right, brother. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Kalina from the 704.
Hey, Kalina, get it off your chest.
Hey, I want to tell y'all good morning and how much I love y'all. My birthday's tomorrow, so make sure y'all
know. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Damn hard-headed ass Taurus.
Where's Charlamagne?
I'm right here, Queen. How are you?
Hey, Charlamagne. How you doing?
I'm blessed, black, and highly favored. How are you, you hard-headed Taurus?
I'm good. I'm on my way to work. I was just trying to make this morning.
Okay. Well, we're sending you positive energy, love, and light this morning.
What are you doing for your birthday?
Well, this weekend, I'm going to the mountains this weekend.
Okay, your phone broke up.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to the mountains this weekend with me and my fiancé.
Okay, that'll be cute.
All right.
I know we're going to do a little romantic dinner and, you know, tour the mountains in Tennessee.
There you
all right,
go.
That's dope. I like that.
Yes. I just want to tell y'all I love y'all. Charlamagne, Envy, Angela.
All right. We love you too.
Happy birthday.
Girl. Have a good one, mama.
All right. Y'all have a good morning.
All righty now. Hello, who's this?
What's up, Envy?
What up, Trav?
Yeezy.
What up, Trav?
How you, love? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, boo?
I'm doing good. What's up, Char?
Peace, sis. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Look, y'all, I be trying to mind my business, right? I be trying to mind my business. But I was in Save-A-Lot the other day, and y'all know what I can't stand?
What?
There's this little older black lady. She's ringing this white man up, and she put her hand out for the money. And he threw the money under her hand and sat there and watched this little old woman try to pick up all the coins and stuff. So I said something to him, and I made him pick up all the money and put it in her hand.
As you should have.
And then I told him to mind my business. I need to start minding my business.
No, as you should have. You make sure you protect that own. Yeah, no, you did the right thing.
I just really can't stand when white people do that. Like, when they put the money underneath your hand when your hand is out.
Oh, my gosh.
It just seems racist to me. It really seems racist. Maybe because I'm from Virginia, but it seems so racist.
Yeah, he didn't want to make contact because of COVID. I see a lot of people doing that now, not wanting to touch your hand.
But even before COVID, I've seen like a lot of older white people like slide the money under black people's hands so they don't want to touch their hand.
He just like that.
Some people are germaphobes.
We'll never know.
We'll never know. You're right.
It's wild to be a germaphobe when you're handling money anyway, because there ain't nothing more germy than money.
Exactly.
All right,
exactly. All right, y'all.
Thank you, Trav.
Bye.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up, wake up. Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning, good morning. How are you?
How are you? What's your name?
Tara, how are you guys today?
What's your name?
Tara.
Peace, Tara. How are you?
I'm good. I was calling because I need some advice. My mother just can't seem to communicate effectively. You know, I just want to see what you guys would say. I'm trying to figure out what we can do. It's getting a little bad.
Talk to us.
What happened?
It'll be little things, and it'll just be the way. I'm a Capricorn. She's a Gemini. I just believe it's not going to work. But anything, it just goes way too far. And when she gets mad, she'll say, like, the most meanest things. And then for me, it's just like, when I respond crazy. So it gets bad. But I don't want it to ever go to getting that bad again. So I just want to know what I can do to make it get better.
You got to, both of y'all, seem like both of y'all got to check yourselves, right? Like, you can't never let nobody get you to that point. Like, take a deep breath before you say something.
I'm telling you, I be trying, man.
I be counting to 10 backwards in my head before I say anything. And that calms me down right away before I speak.
Yeah, just take a deep breath before you say something. That's all. Like, you know your triggers. Like, people feel their triggers immediately. And even if you don't feel your trigger immediately, that still gives you time to process what was said. So once you process what was said, just take a deep breath and respond, you know, in a better way.
Yeah, I like that. I got one more thing, too.
What's up?
I would need y'all help, too. I put out my first song, and I know that didn't say he started his new label, his new R&B label. So I'm
I'm taking a deep breath right now. Hold on. Let me take a deep breath.
So you sing? You're an R&B singer?
I'm trying to get out there.
I'm taking a deep breath.
All right, let me hear a couple bars.
Sing a little bit.
wait a minute. It's early morning.
Yes. Oh, man. Come on, you got to be ready.
Oh, you done caught me off guard.
There's a big opportunity. Everyone's listening. Millions of people.
I decided I don't want to hear it. I took a deep breath, and that's how I decided to reply. I don't want to hear you sing.
Let's go.
I can't right now.
Yeah, you better go with your instinct. Your instinct. See, that's exactly how you need to treat that person you was talking about. Okay, you see how you thought about not doing something? You thought about doing something, you thought about not doing it. That's how you should think with that person.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's going on? This is Dave.
Hey, what's up, Dave? Get it off your chest.
Hey, man, real quick, two things. One, I just wanted to shout out my wife, man, Jacoby. Been together since we was 19 years old. We had a lot of doubters, but we pulled it off. I mean, going out 10 years later, we still rocking it.
All right. Well, congratulations to y'all. What's her name again?
Her name is Jacoby.
Okay. Well, shout out to her.
And then the second thing is, I just wanted to shout out her business. So we're originally from Houston. We moved out here to L.A. And she opened up her and her partner opened up their first business. I just wanted to shout out her Instagram, get her a couple of followers. Hopefully I can jump off the dresser tonight.
What is it?
It's going to be couture_lifestyle_TM. So that's couture, couture _lifestyle_TM, all one word on that back end. And that's it on Instagram.
Well, you better check her follow and see how much she got now and see how much she'll have after this shout out, because that will determine whether or not you get to jump off dresses tonight.
That's all I need.
All right, man. Have a good one, man.
Hey, y'all be blessed, man.
You too.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, the new Jay-Z. Find out who Gilly the Kid said is the new Jay-Z, and a lot of people responded on the internet.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Gilly the Kid was on It's Tricky with Raquel Harper, and one thing that he talked about is who is the next rap icon, mogul, business tycoon. Here's what he had to say.
What you mean? You know who the new Hov is?
No, okay.
I'm Durkee Overlove, Chicago's Jay-Z. Yeah, but you know who the new Hov is.
You think so?
Yes, to the young street, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, Hov was about, you know, being a hustler, getting some money, and that was the wave when we was young.
Yeah.
We didn't look up to the shooters. The shooters was crash dummies.
He's talking about Lil Durk.
Mm-hmm.
Salute to my good brother, Gilly the King. One thing Gilly knows how to do is stir up waters to catch fish. He knows how to get the people talking. But I respectfully disagree with that opinion, okay? And I would like to know what makes one the new Jay-Z. Like, there is no new Jay-Z. Jay-Z is a one-on-one.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, Lil Durk has said it himself. He calls himself the Chicago's Jay-Z. And he's saying for the young kids right now coming up, which means he's not where Jay-Z is now, but maybe back where Jay-Z was back then when he was younger.
Does he mean influence?
I mean, listen, Jay-Z set a bar, and everybody who comes after him is attempting to have the success. And now, because of time, the longevity that he had. But you got to let Durk be the first Durk. Law 41 and the 48 Laws of Power, avoid stepping into a great man's shoes. That's all. Because if you succeed a great man, after you come after a great man, you'll have to accomplish double their achievements to outshine them. So you don't have to compare the two.
Well, he's compared himself, you know, and he has proclaimed it himself. So I'm sure that's part of it, too. But it's not a bad thing to aspire to.
Of course. Aspire towards. Absolutely. 100%.
All right. Now let's talk about Young Thug.
So you agree with that then? You think he's a...
No, I don't. I think Durk is the new Durk. I don't.
I can understand why, you know, first of all, Durk has put it out there himself, and I can understand why Gilly would say to the young kids, you know, coming.
But what about Lil Baby?
I mean, he could.
What about Kodak Black?
It could be more than one person.
That's what I said of Chicago, Lil Baby from Atlanta, Kodak from Florida. But I don't think they are. No, I think Durk is Durk. I think they have totally two different rap patterns, two different influences, two different everything.
I agree. I mean, it's.
I thought they were talking about, like, business acumen and the influence that they have.
I don't see
as
nobody.
Far, not
I don't
really
see,
like
I,
how they
Yeah,
rap.
I don't see nobody doing that yet.
Mm-hmm. All right, now let's talk about Young Thug and YSL gang members. There's a lot going on with this. And since we're talking about $1 million worth of game and Gilly, let's talk about Wallow. A lot of people are pulling up this old clip where Wallow was talking to Young Thug in an interview on the show.
Like you rappers, like the artists, if you don't want to be an artist, take it to the streets. But don't bring the dumb in the game trying to prove that you're real. And while you proving that you're real, you're going to finesse yourself out of position and out of opportunity that can change your family and generations in your family life. Y'all getting money that never got thug.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the legends. Shout out to all the legends that made it possible. They got burnt.
All right, so people pulled that old clip up, and now we're watching everything that's been happening in court. They had a press conference with the Fulton County DA, the sheriff, and the police chief addressing this whole case that we've been talking about. There were 27 associates of Young Thug who were named in this indictment, including Gunna. And when asked about Gunna being in custody, because he's not in custody yet, here's what they had to say.
Short answer, Michael. He's not in custody.
Okay. I mean, has there been arrangements for him to surrender, or is he considered a fugitive right now?
Well, we're making arrangements, as much as he had representatives call me last night directly. So we'll muddle through that piece and let you know.
I will say the sad thing about it is I know a lot of artists that started off in the streets and they became successful and they just can't turn it off. It's not like it's something you just off and you have no more problems, no more beefs, no more situations. I mean, is they try to aspire to get out of the streets, but sometimes it's very difficult.
I don't even know what Gunna is charged with. Like, I saw conspiracy to violate Georgia's RICO Act and participation in the criminal street gang. What does that even mean?
I mean, listen, I have no idea. We're going to find it all out soon.
And I thought the RICO was a federal charge. I didn't know that a state could bring RICO charges against you.
Yeah, state in Georgia. But I spoke to an attorney yesterday. He was saying that the Gunna charge doesn't seem right. It seems like it's BS. It seems like they're just charging to be charging.
Especially if YSL is a record label.
It's a record
label. So if I'm signed to a record label, you know, that means that I'm a part of a street gang. Like, I don't get it.
Sometimes don't they charge people to get you to flip and talk to try to get that to happen?
Oh, I have no idea.
All right, now here's the DA talking about using Young Thug's lyrics for this indictment.
I believe in the First Amendment. It's one of our most precious rights. However, the First Amendment does not protect people from prosecutors using it as evidence if it is.
All right, in addition, you know, YFN Lucci and Young Thug, they are in Fulton County jail, and so they have to keep them separate.
I won't step outside of my lane. I am the district attorney of Fulton County. I am not the sheriff. I have great confidence in the sheriff. He knew that this was coming as a law enforcement partner, and I believe that he is well prepared, but you'd have to speak to him to make sure that everyone within his facility is safe.
All right. In addition, the DA speaks on seeking the maximum penalty.
Ask on the different charges for the maximum penalties, and there's obviously many people that are looking at life under this indictment. You're absolutely right. These are serious times.
Mm.
Oh, man.
Listen, also, we didn't speak on what Wallow said. Drop on the clues bombs for Wallow. You know what I'm saying? That's why they call that podcast $1 million worth of game. Wallow did 20 years in prison for being a dumb street nigga. Okay, so why wouldn't you listen to Wallow? He lived it. There's nothing y'all youngins are doing out here that's new. I know they say listen to the kids, but actually you should listen to the elders because they already lived the life that you are experiencing now, and they can help you avoid some of these, you know, obstacles and pitfalls. And also, Barstool Sports. Boy, y'all better back the Brink truck up for Wallow and Gilly. Basically, I'm saying y'all better pay Wallow and Gilly when Wallow and Gilly's contract is up.
There you go.
David Portnoy. Because, boy, drop on the clues bombs for $1 million worth of game. They out here cooking.
All right. Well, Lil Wayne's 2015 bus shooting was also mentioned in Young Thug and Gunna's RICO indictment as well. So they talked about a disagreement or argument at Club Compound and how they were on their tour bus. They went on their way, but then several shots were fired at the bus. And later on, you know, Jimmy Winfrey was the person who was arrested.
What that got to do with anything, though? Like, now they're just trying to paint a picture because...
But that's what they're doing.
That dude already went to jail for that.
Yeah, for 20 years he was sentenced.
But I guess they were trying to say that was a Young Thug approved of that. But the problem is that happened, what, in 15?
The guy's home.
We're bringing it up now.
And I think he's out, the dude that did that.
They're painting a picture.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, that's in that indictment. So it's unclear to what extent that's going to play a part in the overall case. But it is mentioned in the indictment.
And same thing with the 2014. They said he rented a Lexus and it was a drive-by. Like, that was 2014. Exactly. I think those people have been charged already.
I don't know about the 2014 case. I know the Lil Wayne case, that dude who did that. If I'm not mistaken, he's already home. He did his time. So it's like, well, you putting that in there just to paint a picture. That's the sway to court of public opinion. So, you know, when jurors or whoever come to be a part of this trial, they already have a picture in their head of Young Thug. The name doesn't help either, by the way.
And I want to also acknowledge and shout out Gia Casey. Tamron Hall has scored a season-high ratings And that is for that telecast. It was the most watched telecast on any day this season.
Okay.
And that's when Gia Casey was on Tamron Hall.
Yeah, that's dope.
Oh, you were there too?
I was there too.
Okay.
But nah, that's dope, man.
I mean, listen, envy laid on that cross. I'm like, yo, I ain't make my wife orgasm in 10 years. People got to see what the hell he talking about. Who is this guy?
Now, we didn't even talk about that on there.
Oh, really?
No, we didn't talk about that on there.
Oh. Mm-mm. That story was out already, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
That story was out already.
Yeah, so they probably wanted to see. It's like, oh, that's the guy who didn't make his wife.
No, actually, the story wasn't out yet. Because we taped that beforehand. But now, it was, we talked about a bunch of me being controlling and the beginning of the book. Tamron Hall really read the book and really went through it. So it was pretty dope. So shout out to Tamron Hall and the whole staff over there.
Yes, congratulations on bringing in those ratings.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that is your rumor report.
All right, we got front page news next. What are we talking about?
Yes, we'll talk about Joe Biden. He is discussing inflation and gas prices as he's trying to shift the focus now to the Republicans.
My goodness. All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Angela Yee here from my friends at the General Insurance. Switch to the General and you could save over $500 on your car insurance. Call 800-GENERAL or visit thegeneral.com to find out more. The General Auto Insurance Services, Inc., an insurance agency in Nashville, Tennessee. Some restrictions apply.
WWPR FMHD1 New York.
An iHeart radio station.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
First he changed music, then he changed the world. The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and legacy of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. In this powerful and uplifting film, discover Bob Marley's story of overcoming adversity and the journey behind his revolutionary music that changed the world. If you missed it in theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
There's a lot happening these days,
but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, last night, the Suns beat the Mavericks and the Heat beat their 76ers. All right. And this NBA Minute is brought to you by Hennessy, the spirit of the NBA. What else we got, Yeezy?
Well, let's talk about Joe Biden. He had a speech at the White House yesterday that was supposed to be focused on his plan to fight inflation. Here's what he had to say.
I believe that inflation is our top economic challenge right now. My plan is to lower everyday costs for hardworking Americans and lower the deficit by asking large corporations and the wealthiest Americans to not engage in price gouging and to pay their fair share in taxes. The Republican plan is to increase taxes on the middle class families, let billionaires and large companies off the hook as they raise prices and reap profits at record amounts.
All right, he also talked about fighting inflation. Here's what he had to say.
Do you believe that you and your administration bear some measure of responsibility for the inflation that we're seeing across the country?
First is we're in power. That's the first thing. And you justifiably right, we control all three branches of the government. Well, we don't really.
Why don't you really, Joe? The reason you don't is because Democrats don't vote down the party line. If Democrats voted down the party line, then VP Kamala Harris could have the tie-breaking vote on all these issues. They never want to call out Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema, which is why I always ask who's the real president, Joe Manchin or Joe Biden.
And he also expressed frustration Democrats don't have the 60 votes needed in the Senate to pass the kind of legislation he's proposed because the Senate is currently split 50-50 between Republicans and Democrats.
Yeah, but every time it's split 50-50, guess who has the tie-breaking vote? Vice President Kamala Harris. So even if all Democrats had to do was vote down the party line, they don't. They don't vote down the party line. They never get to 50. Even right now, the only Senate Democrat opposing abortion rights is guess who? Joe Manchin.
Now here's what else he had to say as far as improving foreign oil and gas prices.
Here at home, U.S. oil and gas production is approaching record levels. To further drive down prices, my administration is allowing the sale of gasoline using homegrown biofuels this summer. And to reduce our dependence on foreign oil and reckless autocrats like Putin, I'm working with Congress to pass landmark investments to help build a clean energy future as well. And they, to a person, told me that, and including Southern Company, American Electric Power, and 10 others. They confirmed that if we pass the investments I'm talking about, we'll immediately lower families' utility bills by as much as $500 a year, according to their one estimate.
All right. And lastly, he talked about the Federal Reserve and their role as far as helping inflation.
Some of the roots of the inflation are outside of our control, to state the obvious. But there are things we can do and we can address and we need to do. That starts with the Federal Reserve, which plays a primary role in fighting inflation in our country. I put forward highly qualified nominees to lead that institution, and I strongly urge the Senate to confirm them without delay. The Fed has dual responsibilities. First is achieving maximum employment, and second is stable prices. And while I'll never interfere with the Fed's judgments and decisions or tell them what they have to do, they're independent. I believe that inflation is our top economic challenge right now, and I think they do too.
All right, President Biden's plan would lower gas prices, ensure that the wealthiest corporations and Americans pay their fair share, reducing the deficit, and strengthen Medicare and lower health care costs. The Congressional Republicans' plan would raise taxes on middle-class families, small business owners, teachers, and firefighters. It would protect tax breaks to billionaires and corporations and put Medicare, Social Security, Medicaid, and other programs on the chopping block every 5 years.
No, what you want to do is not going to help you in the midterms. People want to know what you can do right now, and you better do something because it's looking ugly for you. It's looking real spooky.
Gas prices are high. Interest rates are high. It's disgusting out there.
All right, well, that is your front page news.
Prices of produce and food is high.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness gracious. All right. Well, when we come back, Will.i.am, Black Eyed Peas, he'll be joining us. We'll kick it with him. Of course, he has a new deal with Mercedes-Benz, which is pretty amazing, where he's got a chance to design his own car. And I love what Mercedes is doing because I know before Virgil passed, he got an opportunity to do that as well. And his car is going to be released this year as well. We're going to be talking to him about a lot, what's going on with Black Eyed Peas and more. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building. Will.i.am.
What up?
That whole gang had to leave today, but I know you were only in town for a couple of days, and what you're doing is pretty damn amazing. I wanted to chop it up with you regardless.
Thank you for having me, bro.
No, thanks for being here. So let's talk about this new launch that I seen. So on Instagram the other day, I just happened to be scrolling, and I seen that you did a collaboration with Mercedes.
Yeah, I've been working with Mercedes for about, it's going on 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Originally, it started off as, you know, your traditional ambassadorship. And then when the CEO, Philip, saw that I built 5 cars in the past and had invested in autonomous vehicle in the past, he wanted me to reimagine a Mercedes. And so I put a team together and funded the build. It took about a little over 9 months to make the car.
So how did you get into building cars? That's something we don't necessarily hear too much, especially not from our culture, our community.
I grew up buying Kick magazines and car magazines. And in the projects, they always used to, like, you see the homie with the MR2 or the Nissan or the Suzuki Samurai. And they would, like, drop them, put rims on them, correct, Dayton's on them.
Yep.
And that's what really got me into, you know, dreaming about vehicles. And I always told myself that whenever I made some money or had some pocket change on the side to build something, I'd rather put my money there than jewelry. So the first car I made was a reimagined Bug.
Okay.
A 1955 Bug. And then I built a Tesla off of the Roadster.
Mm-hmm.
Then I built a DeLorean.
Mm-hmm.
And then a Thunderbird. I mashed a Thunderbird and a Corvette. 1958 Thunderbird and a 1955 Corvette.
Right.
And each one probably costs, like, you know, just a little over $500. I would go out on tour, make some money, and every year or two, I would invest in a build. But this one is the biggest by far. And the whole premise of the build was to auction it off. And the proceeds build robotic centers in the inner city.
Now, with this build, is this something that Mercedes wants to continue to build, or is this a one-off for auction?
It's a two-off. So one was supposed to be for the auction, but they had purchased it.
Mercedes purchased it.
And now it's going in the Stuttgart Museum in Stuttgart, Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one is my joint.
You keep it for yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you want to create your own car company?
As long as it's for purpose. To fuse it with education and preparing our inner city kids for this autonomous tomorrow. So with electric vehicles and autonomous self-driving vehicles right around the corner, the people that are going to be impacted the most are us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are no Uber drivers in 2035. A job is threatened, if not eradicated.
Mm-hmm.
If there are no bus drivers.
Self-driving cars, self-driving buses, self-driving trucks, etc.
Yeah, delivery drivers. So how do we prepare us for that? It's not like they're reinforcing education budgets to prepare people for that right now.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean there's going to be a new careers and new industries that are going to blossom. But I would like those industries that are going to be in 2035 to come from our community. In order to do that, you need to upskill and get kids into science, technology, engineering, mathematics right now.
Now, the car that you designed, what was the significance of the design? How did you design it?
So I treated it like hip hop, like making beats.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you would take a drum loop from James Brown. You would take a bass line from Ron Carter. You take a horn griff from Stan Getz, take a guitar riff from Jimi Hendrix, and some type of other elements from other songs, and boom, you have yourself a classic hip-hop joint.
Right.
I had the same approach for the car. So you're taking elements from the G-Wagon.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking elements from the SLR as far as the length and the wheelbase.
Up the hood, yeah.
You're taking elements from the GT63. You're taking elements from the SLS.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like all my favorite Gordon designs.
Right.
For those that don't know, he's the guy that designs all the cars out on the Mercedes fleet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like a mashup of all my favorite parts from all those different cars.
Have you driven a car yet?
Hell yeah, what's okay. wrong?
Just asking.
Yeah, I didn't want to just like make a whip that just sat there. I wanted to make a whip that, you know, that's drivable.
Yeah, as soon as I seen that car hit you immediately, I was like, I need it for my car show. Absolutely. I want to ask, you know, since you're so into the tech world, what are your thoughts on NFTs and cryptocurrency? And let's start with NFTs.
NFTs are important. They're more important when it stabilizes, because there will be a dip. Mm-hmm. When it stabilizes, it will change everything we thought about any type of creative manifestation and smart contracts and knowing your participation every time it's resold.
My concern is always the worth, right? You look at the guy that purchased the first tweet, and he purchased it for millions and millions of dollars. Mm. And then when he tried to sell it, I think the highest bid he got was like $500, which makes me kind of nervous when it comes to NFTs. And you look at all these lazy apes and all these cartoon figures, and what are they actually worth?
That's a fusion of hype, like the beginning of the dot-com bubble. Mm-hmm. There were some websites and names, dot-coms, that were worth nothing.
Right.
And then if you owned Apple.com before Apple.com was there, you cashed in. But like the dot-com bubble, it burst at one point in time.
Correct.
And then mid-2000s, we realized the importance of websites. We realized the importance of e-commerce. We realized the importance of digital exchange. And then mobile technology when Web 2.0 came. So as we're phasing out of Web 2.0 to Web 3.0, you're going to have rises and dips until it's stable and we really understand the best use case for blockchain technology.
Now, cryptocurrency, what are your thoughts on that?
The same concept applies as far as there will be a dip. Mm-hmm. There's winners that are probably won't be the winners 10 years from now and new giants that will emerge. Mm-hmm. And then the banking and finances from the past will have to figure out quickly how they exist in decentralized trading and, yeah.
All right, we got more with Will.i.am from the Black Eyed Peas, so don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Will.i.am. And what about music? Is Black Eyed Peas coming back together? Are we going to do another album? Is it a rap or what's the thoughts?
So we made an album a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. We focused it in the reggaeton community and had some massive success there. Mm-hmm. Black Eyed Peas as a trio, we had 4 number ones with Ritmo, Mamacita, Girl Like Me, and Feel the Beat with Maluma. Mm-hmm. And we have a new record that's coming out. But music's cool. It's cool.
You're not loving it anymore? Why is music just cool?
I mean, yeah.
When you say it's just cool, there's a reason you're saying it's just cool. You don't love it no more? It doesn't give
you that same feeling? No, man, I love it. Oh, hell yeah, I have the same feeling. When I'm making music for me, and like making this car, we made a doc, and the doc will be out shortly. Mm-hmm. And the doc, I needed to score the doc, so I scored the doc. And when I scored the doc, I have some pretty cool records that are a part of that experience. Right. And that, top to down, full stack of creative, you know, putting my mind and pushing it to the limits, yeah, I love that. I love making music when music is a part of something grand.
Correct.
Making music to do a compilation of songs and videos, I'm not getting my thrills that way when it's not surrounding something purposeful.
But some people would say that, you know, Black Eyed Peas music, it is a purpose because you take people out of their bad environment, their bad way of feeling, whether they're down mentally or they're just not feeling right. And you give them a boost of energy, whether it's through music, it's through videos, it's through going to the clubs, it's still listening to the radio, because that's what Black Eyed Peas music did for so many people.
Yeah.
So there is a purpose there. It doesn't have to be connected to a soundtrack or a movie or a documentary or something tangible, but it could be, this is how it changes my vibe and my feeling, especially in a place where a lot of the music that we're seeing is not that vibe.
Yeah, like I said, I still do that. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, I turn on when the magnet of attraction is driving me right somewhere. And it's hard to feel that when there's no magnet pulling me. Mm-hmm. So the urgency of, like, I'm really concerned about 2035.
Wow.
And moving forward. Because if we are barely getting out of and having a hard time dealing with our current issues with racism, inclusion, diversity, funding inner cities, imagine what 2035, 2040 is going to be like. Mm-hmm. When everything that we see being invested in now is out in the world and we have no clue how it's constructed. We are in a technological world now, and it's going to get even more technological as life and society goes on. And we're not in those fields, and we should be. I can't just be quenched just making songs about that. I have to do work about that. So 11 years ago, I started my foundation and 20 miles adjacent to the projects that I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
I started with 65 kids, and now we serve about 11,000 students in LA.
Congratulations.
With our robotics program. And the premise of this build for the flip is to take the successes that we've had in the inner city and build more robotics teams across America.
Do you feel like you get the flowers that you're supposed to get?
That's not important. What's important is getting these kids up to speed. If flowers are to be received, they're supposed to be received after the mission's complete, and that's later. It's going to take one of my kids and other kids that are in that field to create industries that we can't imagine.
And not to cut you off, a lot of times kids don't see it as being cool. Because a lot of times all we see is basketball, rapping. So the fact that when I seen you build this car, I'm like, man, we never see people like ourselves building these cars, jumping into tech. So I love the fact that you do it. That's why I asked about the flowers, because you're in a different space when it wasn't per se cool to do to some of the things that you were doing.
It's cool. I've been clowned my whole entire life in the projects. But when a person like Eazy-E signs you when you're 16, 17 years old, and he likes your style for your style, there's nobody can ever tell me anything when the person that started all this gangster stuff thumbs up you for your uniqueness.
Right.
So now the path that I'm on, I'm not really looking for the rose. I don't do it for roses.
Right.
I do it for results.
So for people that don't know, how did you meet Eazy-E? How did he actually wind up signing you?
Oh, there was a rap contest, and I won every rap battle.
They didn't want to beat you up, well, because I could imagine everybody now with bandanas and jeans and Tim's, and here you come with some crazy space boots and glasses. And
no, back then I dressed thrift store because we were super poor.
Mm-hmm. And what was your rap name back then?
Will 1X.
So he sees you at this rap battle, or somebody tells him, and he says, "I want to sign you."
Yep.
Now, you knew that at the time his label was Gangsta Rap. Was your raps like that back then?
No, but they also had JJ Fad.
That's true.
And they also had Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
And they also had a group called Blood Abraham. And they also had a dude named Stefan. And Eazy-E was, he's a different kind of dude. And being around him ever since I was 16 years old gave me that vigor, that fearlessness to be me and not worry about what people are tripping on.
Now, what's one thing that you did learn from Eazy-E?
Oh, tons. One of the things there are no rules. We talk about the dude that broke rules, and NWA is NWA.
Mm-hmm.
If had he paid attention to the rules, they probably wouldn't have been as free and fearless as they were.
Right.
And so my version of that is what we accomplished in the P's. And that rule is there are no borders.
Did you listen to Jack Harlow's record, his new record, where he sampled the Fergie Glamorous Life? What were your thoughts?
Yeah, I had to clear it.
Oh, you cleared it. So what were your thoughts? Did you like it? I love that. I had to clear it. They had to go through me anyway.
Yeah, I think that was dope. I like his take on it. I remember making that record, and Polo the Don was like, "Yo, Will, you gotta come check this out." So I go in the studio. I hear the beat, and at the time there was this Dwelle record where he starts spelling out Angel. I'm like, this nigga just spent 8 bars spelling Angel.
Right.
And I was like super inspired by it. A-N-G. I was like, wow, it's just hypnotic.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I went in the studio, I was like, G-A-N, right? I just did that whole my interpretation of that over that Polo the Don beat. I did the whole song in one take. First class up in the sky, champagne living my life in the fast lane. I won't change by the glamorous. Ooh, the flossy, flossy, the glamorous. The glamorous, the glamorous. Ooh, the flossy, flossy. And then boom, did the verse, one take.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, "Yo, you wrote that?" I was like, "No, I just freestyled this shit."
Wow.
And then I was like, "Yo, let me get this for Fergie." And he was like, "What about Gwen. I'm like, no, Fergie, bro. Mm-hmm. And to bring that song back to life, mm-hmm. you always wish, like, I sampled other things. So to be sampled is like, ah, oh, that's dope. Thanks, Jack.
All right, well, let's get into a mini mix, a Black Eyed Peas mini mix. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. EJ, Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Will.i.am. That was a Will.i.am Black Eyed Peas mini mix.
And how's the rest of the team now? How was you? Y'all still speak to each other often?
Me and Appen Taboo are like beyond brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got a brother, Carl, and Kanan, Marvin, and Marcel. And then there's Apple. Me and this dude dreamt this whole shit up. He didn't know any English. And then 2 years later, after he came to America from the Philippines, he signed Ruthless with me. And Eazy-E was like, who are these niggas? I'm like, yo, this is my group. Mm-hmm. So Eazy-E being like, yeah, okay, cool. That's the dude that you in a group. Okay, we'll sign him as well. So me, Apple, and at the time, Mookie. Now it's me, App, and Tab, and we're beyond brothers. Like,
that's dope.
So we talk all the time, every day. We have our daily prayer.
Mm-hmm.
We never been in a fight in our whole career. Money, what we gonna do. We've never yelled at each other. Never, ever, ever fought.
What about Fergie? Y'all speak as well?
Well, she's mom mode.
Mm-hmm.
And we text and, you know, send our love. But yeah, no, but not as much as we would like.
Gotcha. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us, man. For people, I know you don't want your accolades, but for people that say, you know what, I love what he's doing, I want to donate to what he's doing. Can people donate?
Yeah. So right now, you could go to IamAngelFoundation.org and check out what we're doing. Or one other thing that Mercedes has never done either. Mm-hmm. They never really let anybody mess with their star. So they gave me the ability, because it's connected to purpose, to reimagine their logo.
Mm-hmm.
So we turned the logo to a bear.
That's dope.
For people to bear witness to inner city transformation.
Got you.
And that merch, if you want the hat, the jacket, the hoodie, you know, the whole thing is themed with the collegiate theme, because that's the whole premise of the mission, is to send kids from the inner city to college for engineering degrees.
Right.
And science, technology, mathematics. Yeah, so go pick up the Bear Witness gear to participate and help out folks' transformation. So you could bear witness to their implementation of ideas to solve tomorrow's problems.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you for joining us. Now, I asked Will.i.am for the call show. He said yeah, so we'll see which one he'll...
Yo, wait, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
And I follow you on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you start your car show?
I used to go to all these car shows, and I felt like the car shows didn't represent us.
Mm.
And I wanted to create a car show that represented our culture. But not only that, I have 6 kids. So what we do is we bring an element of family, and that's how I started. And I started just doing it because I just wanted a place to just show some of my friends' cars. And
how many years have you been doing it?
This is the sixth year. When we first started, we only wanted 1,000 people. And now we get about close to 20,000 people.
Wow.
At the car show. And, you know, this year we're doing 5 cities. We're doing Houston, Atlanta, New York, Miami, and Detroit.
That is dope. Like, for real, like, that is, like, really, 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 like, inspirational. When you hit me on Instagram about having a car, like, it was like a dream come true, because I follow you,
mm-hmm.
and I see you, and I always wanted to ask you, like, how'd you start that? But thank you for that. Thank you for doing what you do for car culture.
Oh, thank you.
And then seeing how to fill the gap as far as, like, the families and kids and parents going there as well. I would love to one day attend. And the car now is in Europe, but mm-hmm. I got 5 other whips.
Enough said. Then I'm going to need one or two, and we'll get them to one of the car shows. And the best thing about it is, like, with me with cars, I'm like a nerd when it comes to cars, right? So I'll be on the phone, well, let's say with Swizz, and we'll be talking for 2 hours. Nothing about music. We'll be talking about cars for 2 hours long, about whatever. And it's to the point where before I buy a car, I have like a community of people that I call first. Like Swizz is one of them. Like Swizz is the battery in the back. He always says, go for it. You know, so he's the one of them.
Swizz is one that got me into like really taking building cars seriously.
Yeah.
We was at Record Plant and I was telling him like, yeah, I want to build a car. He was like, you should do it. You should do it. You creative like that. And so Swizz is like, yo, thank you, Swizz. So for him to come to Miami to be a part of the launch meant so much to me.
Absolutely.
because he was there at the spark of me wanting to build whips.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even his cause, but when he builds them, he sends me the bills. She asked me my opinion. Little Baby's another one. Little Baby's heavy into cars. He's heavy into kits. Like, he loves the different kits, the Mansory kits, the different things to make his cars look different from anybody else's cars.
Yeah.
He's heavy into that. Wow. That's what it is. But thank you for joining us,
thank
man.
Thank you, Envy.
Great conversation. Will I Am? It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
This just in. All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Dani Leigh has done her first interview since having her baby with Angie Martinez. And she talked about a lot of different things. She talked about what transpired that day when the baby was on IG Live with her and was attempting to kick her out of his house.
What could you tell us about what was happening that day?
I had left before that. And then we tried to work things out, so I came back again. So I was living there for the 3 months, and a lot of things were said, a lot of things came out that night.
In front of everybody.
Right. We were, like, I'll admit, we were pretty lit. I was drinking a bottle of wine, like, mm-hmm. and so it all came out on that live for sure. And yeah, it was very triggering and very sad. I wish it didn't happen, because mm-hmm. I don't want my baby to see that later on in life, but mm-hmm. she'll grow to be her own person.
All right, in addition to that, if you recall, the baby had also called her a side piece during that time, and here's what she had to say.
During that time, I definitely wasn't his side piece, and he knows that too, mm-hmm. but he told me, like, the night before, I was doing the most when it comes to, like, crying and all this stuff, how I felt, and mm-hmm. I guess he said what he said out of anger and try to make me look bad, I guess. I don't know. It was very selfish, mm-hmm. being that I just had our baby. Like, mm-hmm. it was very selfish. And
does he apologize to you?
No.
Really?
He's just like that, though. As you can see, you've seen his interview. He said, does he regret anything? He said, nope.
Now, she talked about their relationship because she really did love him.
Really, what I want to ask you is, like, where are you at with that relationship? Because, like, it's hard, right?
Yeah.
It's over.
I know it sounds crazy, but I feel like it almost had to go there, like, for me to let go.
Why?
I mean, maybe not had to go there, but
you were in it.
I was in it, like,
you were.
Who knows if I would have, like, stayed if we weren't on live. Like, I don't know, like, there had been so many chances that I gave, but now, like, I've just learned and grown so much that I'm just like, okay, I've just learned to love myself so much more, because mm-hmm. I feel like I really did love him so much that I was just giving it all to him. All my focus. I didn't even focus on my career. The past 2 years, I haven't really done anything with my music or nothing. So, yeah, it's definitely over.
Ooh, that's tough when you get in a relationship and then you're like, I'm not even going to focus on my career. I'm not going to. That's a long time to not do that. Now, she also discussed that song, the Yellowbone song that she had put out that clearly people had an issue with.
When I did drop the snippet and saw how everyone reacted, I was like, ooh, I was like, I messed up.
Mm-hmm.
I messed up. I didn't super realize it at that time, and that's why I responded, like, defensive. But it was a horrible mistake. It was mm-hmm. not a good moment, for sure, for me.
All right, now she also put out a song, Dead to Me, My Side, and here is a snippet from that song.
You know you're dead to me. Never catch up word with what you said to me. You know you're dead to me. I ain't got no more time for toxic energy. No, no.
And that's what you're supposed to do, right? Put it in the song, put it in the music.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a pretty good song, though. Now, the baby did respond already, and here is what the baby had to say in response to Dani Leigh's interview.
I feel like you waited too late. I told you back in December you should capitalize off the situation. It's a green move for, you know, your label to have you do drop the interview the same time you're dropping a new song. I feel like y'all kind of showing y'all hand. I feel like y'all should have put that together better. I also feel like, you know, before we got on your brother, you were just at the London with me that whole week getting busy. And I also feel like you should tell them folks the real reason why I put you out is because you were stalking my other baby mama, and that's affecting, you know, my relationship with my princess, my big girl.
All right. In addition, here's what DaBaby has to say about how he feels about Danny Lay right now.
And that's why I had to make the adjustments, you know, back in November. You know, I'm grown. I'm an adult. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't got to coexist with nobody who, you know, who too toxic for me and who, you know, who don't serve me well. When I could have cleared my name, I took the high road, and I ain't tripping about that. I'm proud of that. Because I could have smashed on all that, but that would have, you know, that would have left Shorty, you know. And I ain't with that. I don't want Shorty broken. I just didn't want you around me no more, you know what I'm saying? And just like today, you know, I'm finna have another birthday party for my princess. You done got on the line playing just like before. You affected my relationship with my other children because you caused you stuff over here. You need to stay over there where you at.
All right. I mean, Danny Lay has the right to tell her side of the story from her point of view, and it didn't feel like she said anything too disrespectful to either one of them. Now, Mimi, who is his other children's mother, also responded. She wrote on her Instagram story, "Side chick tried to turn main chick while throwing rocks and hiding your hands, and now looking for sympathy from the world. FOH, my silence done saved a lot of face. Feel how y'all want to feel, but ain't another person going to holler about holding Mimi accountable. I be quiet, but y'all still find some way to tear down my character. Ain't never been bitter or mad, and funny thing is, I was being attacked for a year and some change, but ain't never looked to play victim. I sat my ass back and let everything unfold. Karma just a bitch, but we already knew that. Anytime I ever said something to a hoe is because they came for me first." So those were the responses from Danny Lay's Sit Down with Angie Martinez. All right. And also, this is breaking news. Gunna has turned himself in this morning. So he surrendered to authorities after being among the 28 people indicted on 56 counties being charged with conspiracy to violate the RICO Act. And he has turned himself in.
What does that even mean? I need an attorney to tell me what does that mean. Conspiracy to violate the RICO Act. Mm-hmm. You either violated it or you didn't, right? That's what I would think. Mm-hmm. And usually when it's a conspiracy charge, it's a conspiracy connected to something, like conspiracy connected to, you know, drugs, or conspiracy connected to a murder. Like, just conspiracy to violate the RICO? Like, huh?
I guess we'll find out soon enough now that he's turned himself in and they've been having press conferences. All right, well, that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne, who are you giving that donkey to?
Well, speaking of pee, let's talk about pee and poop, okay? The first pee that you ever pushed in life was pee-pee and poop, and we'll talk about it for after the hour.
All right, we'll get to that next, and then get on the phone right now for Ask Yee if you need relationship advice. Any type of advice, 800-585-1051 is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Our audible pick of the day is Finding Tamika from Kevin Hart, myself, Charlamagne Tha God, and Queen Erica Alexander and Color Farm Media. This series focuses on missing black women and the system that ignores them. Sign up for a free 30-day audible trial at audible.com/breakfastclub.
WWPR-FM HD1 New York.
An iHeartRadio station.
Let me put a little bit of The Breakfast Club up in your lifestyle.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God.
Make sure you tell them to watch out for Florida, man. Florida, man.
The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. Yes, you are a donkey.
A Florida man attacked an ATM for a very strange reason. It gave him too much money. Florida man is arrested after deputies say he rigged the door to his home in an attempt to electrocute his pregnant wife. Police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day. With Charlamagne Tha God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Yes, donkey of the day for Wednesday, May 11th, goes to 57-year-old Christine Thurman of St. Petersburg, Florida. Now, what does your Uncle Charla always say about the great state of Florida? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. Why do you say that, Uncle Charla? Huh, Brother Leonard? Why Florida? People are crazy all over the world. Yes, they are. But there is something about a Florida fool that's simply different from the rest of us. And today's story is no different, okay? Gather around, kids. Your Uncle Charla wants to tell you a story about poo-poo and pee-pee. Okay, the first peas any of us ever pushed was out of our private parts and butts. All right, pee and poop belong in the bathroom. This I know. But in Florida, poop can end up on your porch. And pee can end up on you if you're not careful. See, Christine Thurman was arrested on a misdemeanor battery charge following a confrontation at Palm Haven Mobile Park Home. Okay, Palm Haven Mobile Home Park. All right, dropping a clues bomb for all my country folks like myself who grew up in a mobile home, a trailer. Okay, y'all don't know nothing about that single wide life. If you was in a double wide, you was really living. I don't know what size trailer Christine had, but she has a back patio on her mobile. On her mobile home. Nice little deck installation. And this area of Florida must be country because the neighbor's chickens kept coming over to Christine's house and pooping on her back patio. You know you in the country when you just see chickens wandering around. Okay, all over a mobile home, all over a trailer park, right? Now, I think for most of us around the country, if we had a neighbor whose chicken kept pooping on the back patio, we would have a civilized conversation with the neighbor. And if that didn't work, that damn chicken who kept pooping on my patio would find itself baked, barbecued, or fried. Okay? And I would play dumb about it when the neighbor asked me, Christine, you seen my chicken? Nope. As I'm sitting on my back patio, picking chicken meat out my teeth and tossing chicken bones to my dog. Okay, that's what a normal country person would do, but not a Floridian. All right, see, Christine got mad at her neighbor. Her neighbor's name is Lawrence Stenzel. Got mad at her neighbor due to his chicken pooping on the back patio. So Christine went inside and got a bucket of pee-pee from her bathroom. We need to stop for a second and acknowledge that she had a bucket of Golden Whiz at the ready in the bathroom. Okay, and when you say bucket of pee-pee, that means it was clearly gallons and gallons of pee in this bucket. Now, let me tell y'all something, because some of y'all listening to me never had to pee in a bucket. Your plumbing been working correctly your whole life, so you judging right now. But yes, okay, in 2022, everybody don't have it as good as you. And maybe her plumbing is fine. She just keeps a bucket by her bed because it's a long walk, okay, in that mobile home from her bedroom to the bathroom. Maybe she keeps a bucket by her bed, okay, and Christine carried the bucket in the bathroom to dump it but got distracted. Who knows? You're asking the wrong questions here. What you need to be asking is, what did she do with the bucket of pee-pee? Well, she got the bucket of pee-pee from her bathroom, walked out on the back patio, and threw the full bucket of tinkle at Lawrence Stenzel. Okay, according to the sheriff's deputy, the bucket struck Stenzel in the face, causing him pain, and they noted the victim was wet when they arrived and smelled of urine. If you look at her mugshot, I swear you can smell the urine. All right, you ever ate asparagus and then peed? All right, that stench that comes from asparagus piss, I smell that and warm mayonnaise when I look at her mugshot. All right, that trailer park piss gotta hit different. Now, the arrest report does not indicate why Christine had a bucket of urine at the ready. But she did admit to her actions, and she is being held in the county jail. But she was released yesterday after posting a $500 bond. This is why Florida is different. Okay, Christine, why? All right, the chicken's pooping on your patio. I already told you, instead of buckets of piss, you should have been thinking about buckets of chicken. All right, fry that cock and eat it. But no, the Florida brain says I'm going to get me a bucket of warm wee-wee and baptize my neighbor in the funk. What's the logic? All right, since you was pissed off, you wanted to make sure somebody was pissed on? I promise you, if I thought about the million various ways there is to handle this situation, the not-so-mellow yellow would not have been in the equation. But here I go, trying to make sense of Florida business. Please give Christine Terman the biggest hee-haw. Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right.
I would play a game of guess what race it is, but there's really no need.
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
This is Christine Terman, y'all. She's white.
That's what I imagine.
Like mullet and mayonnaise white. Like mm-hmm. This is mullet and eat mayonnaise out of the jar with a spoon white. Okay? Okay.
My goodness. All right. Up next, Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. If you have relationship advice or need a relationship advice, call Ye right now. She'll help you. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Come on.
Need relationship advice? Need personal advice? Just need real advice. Call up now for Ask Ye.
Keep it real.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Dario.
Dario, what's your question for Yee?
Yee, all right. My wife, she loves cold air, and I love the heat. Mm-hmm. When we sleep, I'm cold, so I don't know what to do. Like, how can we, like, resolve this temperature issue?
I ain't gonna lie, that's a hard one. I used to date this guy. He was always hot. And I was always, like, I like to be nice and warm when I go to sleep. So a couple of things here I would say. You might need an extra blanket, right, because you like it cold.
No, she likes it cold.
Oh, she likes it cold. Okay, so, yeah, you well, might I'm, need an I'm extra not. Blanket because she likes it cold. So that might mean yeah. on your side of the bed, you have an extra blanket to sleep in. Do you sleep naked?
No.
All right. Not. Well, you might have to put on some clothes when you go to sleep.
Oh, man.
What? You said you don't sleep naked.
I mean, but you, like, I should be comfortable myself, too. Like,
I actually love sleeping under the covers. You don't like sleeping under the covers?
I do sometimes, but I mean, I like it hot. I just like the, you know, like, I feel like that's some white people's, man, like the cold air and stuff. I be wanting the house warm and hot.
You know what? I'm going to say this, too. I spoke to a sleep expert, right? He's a doctor that specializes in sleep, courtesy of Mattress yeah. Firm. And they did say that when you go to sleep, you should sleep with it a few degrees colder than you normally like. It's actually better for you.
Man, I heard that, but, man, I'm like...
Listen, also, do you sleep with socks on?
No, I don't.
Okay, so that's the other thing, too, with your extremities. If you could keep your feet warm, usually that keeps your body warmer. You might have to sleep with some socks on, too. But I find that, you know, she might have to sleep not under the covers. Like, if you have a warm comforter, you might have the comforter on you and she just has a sheet over her. So it's just going to have to be a compromise. And look, maybe you guys have to put it the temperature in between what you want and what she wants. That's what compromise is about.
Yeah, we've been trying to figure it out. Thank you very much. I appreciate
that. All right, wear them thick socks.
All right.
You know what I do? I leave the window open just a little bit.
A little breeze?
Yeah, a little breeze, yeah.
But he's already cold.
Oh,
he likes
cold.
It hot.
Well, maybe.
But I do like some fresh air coming in. You know, it's a good feeling. But that just might mean you got to sleep with pajamas on. That's all. And some socks. When I tell you socks make a huge difference, because when your feet are cold, it's like your whole body's cold. And they always say with your extremities, like keeping your hands and your feet and your head covered up, that really keeps the rest of your body warm. That's a real thing.
I sweat like crazy when I sleep, though.
That's hard. And then you can't cuddle. That's the other thing. When one person's hot and the other person is cold, like, it's hard to cuddle because the person gets all sweaty.
Yep.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
First he changed music, then he changed the world. The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and legacy of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. In this powerful and uplifting film, discover Bob Marley's story of overcoming adversity and the journey behind his revolutionary music that changed the world. If you missed it in theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Ask ye 800-585-1051 if you need relationship advice. Hit it now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Here's some real advice with Angela Yee. It's Ask Yee.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is C.
Hey, what's your question for Yee?
Hi, Yee. Okay, so long story short, I wanted to ask you, if you're seeing this guy and you're all in with him, which I was, and he wanted to test you to see how you would react in a situation, like given I was all in and he wasn't just yet, so he wanted to do a little test.
Is he there right now?
Yes, he is.
Okay, so what did he do to you?
He basically told me to get out at 1 o'clock in the morning. And
tested her loyalty to me and how she was going to react to him. In a heated situation.
So he wanted to tell me to get out at 12 o'clock at night and had a dead straight face and let me go ahead and do so. But I was like, I was all in with you. And are you serious right now? And he was like, yes. I'm like, really? Like, F you. I was all in. Like, I wasn't holding anything back. And like, everything
but
was just
a facade.
Would you let her talk?
It was self-inflicted, I told him, because like, if you were to test somebody, why would you test them that way? And yes, I was upset. Yes, I cussed you out because you made me feel like everything I did was a facade. Like, it was like all a lie. And you just look at me dead in my eyes and want to tell me to get out. He's like, well, you know I would never do that for real. You should have laughed it off and been like, oh, you're joking. Like, why would someone think that that is a joke? You know?
Yeah, that's not funny, especially in the middle. That's actually dangerous. What if something could happen to you? What if you left the house?
He said that it was a test and I should have laughed it off. I should have known, like, better or whatever.
First off, if it's a hotline, you should ask both sides of the story.
And at this big grown age, why are we testing people in relationships?
Big grown age.
He said because he's been hurt in the past in every relationship. So haven't I?
I've had my devastated. I'm almost going to suicide for what my wife did.
Can we speak to him? I don't understand what's going on here.
Yeah, serious. We'll talk.
Because he wanted to talk. So what happened? Why would you kick her out of the house?
I'm an honest and loyal and honest guy to every relationship I've been in. And I've been nothing but stepped on and hurt. Well, my wife asked me to wear some lingerie one time. I didn't want to do it, so I
did. What? I'm into different things. I actually like
listen,
guys
y'all want to hear
who
what's going on.
Wear lingerie, and like I enjoy bisexual men, and I enjoy watching gay porn. Like, you're not allowed to try to stop or they kick me off.
We could have been superstars.
Okay, so he's bisexual.
Remember, we was
friends.
Okay.
Yes. Now I am. He said now
so
I am.
So I don't understand the test of kicking someone out. What does that prove?
And I just wanted to see how the heated situation would go if we was into one. And it was a simple little question. We never kicked her out of my house at 1 a.m.
But you shouldn't even threaten somebody to do that. How do you think that makes her feel?
But instead she decided to say she was going to spit in my face, call me.
I didn't say I was going to. I said I wanted to.
What's wrong with that? That sounds sexy.
I'm going to put myself in this situation. So I tested her early. I'm glad I did, like, because I found out how she really is.
Yeah, but you know, what about how you are? I don't understand.
You don't know how he is.
Let me tell you.
I was so disgusted. I was so angry. I can't remember because I baby low key blacked out.
Who wouldn't? Who wouldn't? Let me ask you, sir. Who wouldn't get mad if someone kicked them out of the house at midnight?
Not that mad. Not as mad as
you.
It was.
You act like I broke stuff. Like, I would never let him.
I wanted to grab her up and just be like,
he's really mad because I said that. I wish I could. I wanted to spit in his face.
What's man lingerie?
How did you turn bisexual? Now we asking the real questions. Okay, I'm glad. Now you're asking the real questions.
We'll talk about this one. So, like, it's not man lingerie. It's, like, lingerie that I would wear. And
oh, he wear your lingerie.
Okay.
Yeah, like, sometimes we match. And we walk around wearing heels.
And that's why he thinks, like, he's bi now? He thinks he's bi just because he wore your panties?
First of all, it's that.
You know, let me tell you guys.
His wife extorted him and had him wear lingerie and snuck him took pictures and put him on social media.
My kids seen it. My family.
Pretending like he was that's into funny. It.
Well, I will say this. That sounds very traumatic for you, sir. That sounds like a traumatic thing when you trust somebody and they betray your trust in that way. But if you can find somebody, right, who accepts you for who you are, why would you cause...
Will you stop it?
Why would you cause issues in your relationship unnecessarily?
He's not bisexual, Yee, just because he wore a woman's lingerie.
No, he's bisexual, he because now. He has sex with a man.
I didn't hear that part. He hasn't said that. That's what I'm trying to get to.
But his wife was making him feel ashamed of it, but he finally found his match, which was me, because I am into bisexual men who wear lingerie and watching that type of thing.
Has he slept with a man before? Has he slept with a man before?
Who, me?
The guy. No, the guy.
Your boyfriend.
Yes, like, we both,
that's what,
like,
makes
we
him bisexual.
Oral on a man together, like, have a three-way with two guys, and he will receive and, like, be giving me oral and getting back shots. Like, I mean, I enjoy that stuff. Like, there's some, listen.
Okay. Hey, if you look, whatever y'all like to do in your relationship is your guys' business, but I do want to say, in reference to the question, okay, don't sabotage your relationship because something previously didn't work out. You got to start from zero.
It sounds like it was like I yelled it at her to get out.
Okay. It don't matter if you wrote it down on a piece of paper. You shouldn't do that.
Yeah, but honestly,
you guys have to learn how to communicate in a better, more responsible way. And every relationship is a risk. Are you willing to take that risk? Because no matter what, no matter what type of test you put somebody through, you don't know what's going to happen when a real thing comes up. So don't create drama because you've been traumatized before.
That's why I think with guys, it's no drama with it.
It's no.
Bang it out, fist bump it out, and they're gone. A woman comes in your house, you spend $60 in your house for 3 days.
Okay,
I don't think
don't
she respects you because you
like
a bottom.
Just stop it. But I will say this. I just listening to this conversation, I realize that you guys don't listen to each other. You guys continually talk over each other, and there's no possible
way. There's too many people in the room.
No, there's only two people that you can possibly understand each other if y'all don't get each other's thoughts out. Every time she talks, he talks over him, and every time he talks, she talks over him. How could y'all possibly understand each other and listen to each other if y'all not allowing each other to speak?
And he'd rather be with a man.
Shut up.
Just told her that. He was like, that's why I'd rather deal with a man, because men, you know, don't do all of this.
That's what less drama.
See? Okay. He said that.
All right, well, look. Maybe you guys aren't a match then, if that's what you're saying your preference is.
That's why I did what I did.
No, you doing what you did.
I'm glad I did.
You doing what you did.
All right. Well, look, guys. It feels like he doesn't, this is, you know, you're not for him.
He wants to go through life. I was all in, you know, willing to take that risk for, you know, taking another chance on being hurt again by being all in with one I felt like was a match. I didn't feel like I needed to test him. I never did test him.
I made a promise to myself that I didn't.
That wasn't the only test.
Listen, I made a promise to myself.
First of all, it's too early in the morning. Have y'all had breakfast?
And at least now you know what it is, right?
Yeah,
I do.
So now I got to get an opinion, and I told you that anybody would be angry doing that, and you saying that anybody wouldn't be angry, they would have. I didn't react the way that I was supposed to react.
I didn't think you'd be belligerent.
It sounds to me like you need a power top in your life, ma'am.
I'm wasting my time.
Ma'am, would you respect him if he was a power top and not a messy bottom?
Hey, listen, man. It wouldn't matter if he was. I was only giving her a chance because she had me falling. I wasn't even going to date women again. That was a promise I made to myself.
Okay. Well,
did you hear what he said? He said he wasn't going to date women again.
Yes, he doesn't want to be with you. It looks like this is not what he wants. And maybe.
I've moved on. We could be friends.
Well, let's move on. Maybe him doing this was his way of trying to break up with you in a passive way.
I probably shouldn't have put both coochie lips on him. I probably should have put just one of them on because he couldn't handle it.
He don't want that no more, boo. He want cheeks. Okay, you don't have what he want no more. It's over.
That's what it sounds like.
All right.
A woman, it's not going to work if he goes through life testing them. Like, because when you're testing, that's like playing a game, like with people's emotions. You ever hear a crime of passion?
I just guys. I don't date them.
Whoa. Whoa.
All right.
Whoa.
All right,
she guys. Threatened him with she threatened the crime of passion. He said he only F's guys. He don't date them. Wow.
Good luck, guys.
Thank you.
Go your separate ways, please.
Man, drop one of Clue's bombs for Tyler Perry, because I know he executive produced that phone call.
Right. Well, that was Ask Ye, guys. We answer any question.
800-585-105.
That sounds like a Tyler Perry movie.
We got rumors on the way.
Tonight on BET Plus. Wow, that was incredible. That call gave me everything I need. I'm taking that home with me. I'm gonna listen to that later on the podcast.
It's great.
He's available.
I'm gonna listen to that later on the Breakfast Club podcast. That was an incredible phone call.
Diddy says he is uncanceling the canceled. We'll tell you what he's talking about.
What size you think his feet is to have to wear women's high heels?
I don't know. We ain't offered him no expert advice either.
What kind of advice could you
give? She threatened a man with murder. She said, you ever heard of a crime of passion? We just let that go on there. It's like,
well, he responded. He said, that's why I only.
He said, only F guys. I don't date them.
There you go.
Wow. The hell?
You go too far.
What?
It's the Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey.
Won't want to change that dial.
Morning, everybody.
Power 105.1. Your mornings will never be the same.
Yeah, we had to play a sweeper. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Diddy.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club. So listen up.
Well, Travis Scott has been announced as a performer at the Billboard Music Awards. That's going to be happening. And here is what Diddy had to say about his involvement. It goes down this Sunday.
I have some great breaking news. This just in. For the Billboard Music Awards this Sunday, I made a request. I made a demand. I said, my brother, Travis Scott, has to perform. Diddy's hosting the show. I'm executive producing. He has to perform. And NBC said yes. So it's going down. Sunday, Travis Scott will be performing. Yes, let's go. Now, that's love.
Well, that's definitely going to get the computers putin'. Mm-hmm. I'm sure the internets will be internet, and they'll have something to say about that, I'm sure.
Yeah, Travis Scott has done some private performances and festivals and all of that, but this is the first televised performance that he's done since his festival.
Oh, he's done festivals since Astro?
Oh, well, he got announced. So. So he's going to be performing alongside people like Silk Sonic, Ed Sheeran, Meg Thee Stallion, and more. It's going to air May 15th. On NBC. Diddy has also announced his new R&B label, Love Records. So that is going to be through Motown. He's partnered with Motown on that. He said that music has always been his first love. And Love Records is the next chapter, getting back to the love and making the best music of his life. He said, for the label, I'm focused on creating timeless R&B music with the next generation of artists and producers. Motown is a perfect partner for my album, and I'm excited to add to its legacy.
So what happened to Bad Boy? Because it's not like Bad Boy didn't have classic R&B artists on Bad Boy.
Didn't he sell Bad Boy? I'm not sure. Did he?
Can Diddy ever really truly sell Bad Boy? I don't know. He's got the tattoo on his ass.
Yeah. Does he?
I don't know.
You just said it. Just threw that out there.
I know he got the tattoo somewhere.
Yeah, I think it's on his arm.
It's forever. Bad Boy is
chest.
Forever.
It's not on his ass.
I was joking.
I know you were. But somebody believed you.
Jesus Christ.
And they wanted to know how you knew it was on his ass.
Oh, come on, YouTube. I only know where the Revolt tattoo is. All right. According to YouTube, I don't know anything about the Bad Boy tattoo.
Okay.
All right. Steph Curry's mom, Sonia, had a sit-down interview with Jemele Hill on Jemele Hill is Unbothered. She has a new book out called Fierce Love. And in that interview, she talks about Steph Curry and how he actually almost didn't exist.
As you said, you disclosed in there that you terminated a pregnancy. But when you were pregnant with Steph, it was sort of something you thought about again. Did he know that part about it?
Yes. One of the things that, you know, raising our kids, Del and I had decided that, you know, there were some things we could tell them. We didn't have a lot about our relationship as much, because we always wanted to use situations as teaching opportunities for them so that they could understand it at the developmental stage that they were at. I just think sometimes with parents, we think we got to hide things. And, you know, the kids wanted to know that we're real, you know, and that it's not a fairy tale out here.
Wow.
What am I missing here? Is she saying that she thought about
she had an abortion mm-hmm. prior to Steph Curry, who's her oldest, and she had actually contemplated terminating that pregnancy as well, and she let him know that. And the reason why she let him know is to let them be very transparent and know that life is not a fairy tale out here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now Taraji P. Henson has partnered with Planned Parenthood, and that is to highlight how to talk about abortion with the future of Roe versus Wade in danger right now. They have launched a video with Taraji, and that is giving viewers an informational breakdown on abortions as they're coming with this final decision in the months upcoming. So that is something that she's teamed up with Planned Parenthood about. Planned Parenthood shares that nearly 1 in 4 women will have an abortion in their lifetime, which could be jeopardized, with 26 states now expected to move to ban abortion if the Roe overturn goes into effect. For those in the workforce, 56% of college-educated women say they wouldn't apply to a job in a state that has recently banned abortion, according to Planned Parenthood.
How many Republicans are going to start using Steph Curry's mom's soundbite, you know, as a clip to say, see, this is why we got to get rid of abortion. Wouldn't have had Steph Curry if it wasn't, you know.
Yeah, but people can make whatever decisions they want to make about their body. Mm-hmm. And so whatever, you know, she decided was what was right for her at that time. All right. And that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now let's get to the mix, the People's Choice mix. Again, I want to shout to all you guys for supporting the book, Real Life, Real Love. It is doing amazing on Audible, doing amazing in the stores. It's still sold out. They have to order it again. So I just want to say thank you so much. If you haven't picked it up, definitely get it. And we read all the reviews because we love to see what you guys think about the book, if it's helpful, if it's not, what you guys love, what you guys hate. So continue hitting up the reviews as well. All right. We appreciate you. The mix is up next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
I teamed up with Zyrtec for this allergy relief message. Springtime brings vibrancy to the air and pollen. So I take Zyrtec when allergy symptoms start. Save the tissues and live vibrantly with Zyrtec. Starts working at hour one and stays strong day after day.
It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Shout out to Will.i.am for joining us again. Mm-hmm. Will.i.am, he designed a car with Mercedes-Benz, which is pretty dope. He designed two. One was supposed to be for auction, but Mercedes loved it so much they actually kept it and is putting it in the museum. So shout to him and all the things that he's doing. And he's actually going to give that car to me, he said, for the car show. So I don't know what show he's going to allow me to take it, but we're going to take it to a couple of the car shows so you guys can see it. So if you haven't got your tickets to the car show, July 19th is Father's Day, and we're going to be doing it in Houston. And then June 19th, and then July 9th, we're going to be in Atlanta. So definitely get your tickets if you haven't got it already. It's going to be a family fun day. And I can't wait to see you guys.
All right. And I also want to shout out to The Gathering Spot in Atlanta. They actually just got acquired by Greenwood, the Black-owned digital banking platform Greenwood. Mm-hmm. So they're buying The Gathering Spot. And I don't know if you guys have ever been to The Gathering Spot. They have one in Atlanta, in D.C., and L.A. But it's a Black-owned, kind of like a Soho House, mm-hmm. members-only place. So they just announced that. Greenwood was founded in 2020. As you guys know, we've talked about Greenwood up here. They have 30,000 account holders and more than $40 million in assets, and now they are buying The Gathering Spot. So shout out to them for that. That's amazing that the two of them could come together, those two amazing businesses, and work that out. I'll be actually doing a Twitter Spaces with the founders tonight. So make sure you guys tune in if you want to learn more.
Okay. All right, when we come back, we got the positive notice, The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. All right, it's time to get up out of here. Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
I do. The positive note is simply this, man. Please understand that God is literally placing the right people in your life and taking the wrong ones away. Don't fight him on that. He's putting things in your journey. That's going to enrich the result. Always trust the open and closed doors.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/One Love to try it free now.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro? Amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health-Aid Kombucha today.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Welcome back to Dealing Together. First caller?
I bought 3 sweaters to get the 4th free.
Oh, you got fleeced. Next caller?
I traded my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus and chose my plan.
That's not a bad deal.
It is not.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device. Subject to change. S24 plus 256 GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.